The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. And this is the nature of the commander in a nutshell. Have you ever said to yourself, I don't have enough time?
I am so overwhelmed.
I need more clarity.
I don't know how to do this.
My to-do list is miles long.
I'm exhausted.
There's got to be a better way.
Hi there, I'm Brad.
And I'm Manette. Not only have we said all these things ourselves, but we've heard our community of creative entrepreneurs say them over and over again.
That's why we created the Structure and Flow podcast. I'm Structure.
And I'm Flo, and this is the Productivity Podcast for Creative Entrepreneurs.
We believe that doing more and working harder are not the solution to your productivity challenges.
We believe in more play, more fun, and more profit. Join us as we explore the interplay between structure and flow so that we can bring more grace and ease to your creative business. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Structure and Flow podcast. This is episode 95, where we're going to be talking about how to discover your unique productivity style. Woohoo, I said it, I think on take three.
Ooh.
It took me a little while to get unique productivity style
out. We're putting
out
those in the outtakes. Straight to Facebook with that.
Straight to Facebook. Hey everybody, I'm Dr. Manette Riordan, along with my husband Brad Dobson, the founders of the Path to Profit Academy. And super excited to be sharing some amazing new content that we created just for you.
You bet. Unique productivity styles. We've got a quiz around this. It's a really killer way to dig deep into more about who you are and how you work and what your most effective work patterns are and some of the challenges that you have. And today we're going to talk about the Commander, one of the four unique productivity styles.
But before we do that, you want to share our quote?
Definitely.
We're pulling back, you know, from the Path to Profit podcast, some of the fun things that we loved about that podcast.
Oh, yeah. Got to have the quote.
Got to have the quote.
I'm thinking Walt Disney might have been a commander himself.
Yep.
We should read up on that. Anyways, the quote from Walt is, "The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing."
And I love this quote. The way to get started is to quit talking and begin doing. And this is the nature of the commander in a nutshell. So if I were to describe the commander to you, I would say that they are absolutely action takers, goal and task oriented. They're good at seeing the big picture. They're great at getting things done. They can be very visionary and they're so goal oriented. They often forget about people though, right?
Kind of just bulldoze right through them.
Bulldoze right through them. I am a commander. In fact, over this episode and the next episode, we're going to be sharing about there's four different productivity styles, and we're going to be sharing over all of them over the next four episodes. And in the next two, you're going to hear about what Brad and I especially tend to be challenged with, as well as what our gifts are.
Yep. Yep. And I guess the challenges in and of themselves are gifts. They're just ways of looking at yourself and understanding yourself, and ways other people can understand you.
So what's interesting to me about the commander in this particular productivity style is, even though the commander excels at getting things done, they are adrenaline junkies. They tend to be workaholics. They actually work too hard. In fact, I noticed this happen in myself last week, where I was working till 8, 9 o'clock every night, and I'm not a night owl. My days usually start at 6 p.m. at the computer.
Makes her work partner feel guilty when she takes the whole Sunday to work.
Yeah, but it was fun. He asked me yesterday, he said, "Are you could just work all day?" And I'm like, "I'm just puttering," right? It was actually probably the creator part of me that was out yesterday more than the commander part. But what I want to say about the commander, if this is your particular productivity style, there's a couple of things to focus on if you're struggling, feeling like you're not getting enough done. First of all, give yourself a break. This is a show about grace and ease as much as it is about getting things done. And what the commander needs to do is to ask for help, which I suck at. Should I say that louder? I suck at asking for help. I'm learning.
I'm not saying anything.
The commander should focus on building your dream team. Who can you ask for support? Who do you need to hire first to make sure that you're outsourcing some of the tasks that really you don't need to be doing, that pretty much anybody could be doing? And the commander can get really focused on moving forward at such a fast pace that they are like a rocket ship that is going to burn out, right? And they're going to fall back to sea in a not very pretty way. And that could show up for the commander sometimes in health. For me, it certainly showed up in the fact that I'm not getting enough exercise, not always eating right, drinking way too much coffee. Commanders love coffee. I think
you had a lot of coffee this morning.
I didn't actually. I didn't have that extra cup yet. What do you want to say about the commander?
I think it's important to reiterate the one challenge about taking breaks.
Yeah.
And actually giving yourself space to, I don't know, you could say heal, but just have that mental space and physical space that's non-work time to actually allow other things to happen in your life. Otherwise, you're...
Like date night with your spouse or quality time with your kids. Yeah, you do have kids. I do.
It just turns into a burn the whole time, right? It worked the whole time. And it's not effective for any of us. It doesn't represent a life of grace and ease.
Yeah, and I think also... commanders are, it's important to us to not get only get things done, but to get them done well. And that's even more true for the contemplator who we're going to talk about in the next episode. But you have to learn to manage your expectations. In fact, Brad and I took this amazing class last year. And one of the women that was one of the co-leaders of the class is definitely a commander. And learning to manage expectations and to realize that not everyone is, one, willing to work as hard as you are, two, is as smart as you are, or three, willing to work as fast as you are capable of working. Commanders are all about speed. I often like to use the example of Michael Jordan as being a great example of an athlete who is the commander, super driven to win. And I can't remember what the statistics are off the top of my head about how many times he practiced his free throws in order to get as good as he was, right? It's a huge statistic, but it's that driven personality that's very, very typical of the commander. But we have to remember that we're part of a team and that we have to lavish a little love, attention, and patience when it comes to building that team. And I know patience as a commander is not one of my gifts.
Which brings us to the last productivity type of thing that you can increase as a commander. And that's to understand the productivity styles of the people around you. And it's critical because as a commander, you're by nature in a leadership position and you're not going to be very effective growing your business if you don't know how to lavish praise on those people and how to work with them. For anybody that has taken other personality type assessments and that type of stuff, whether it's Myers-Briggs or other ones, you understand a big reason, well, one big reason for having them is so that you understand more about yourself, but companies use these for their teams so that the team members and especially the manager can understand how he's working with or how she is working with the people under them. And that's critical for a commander rather than just blinders on, working like crazy and expecting everybody to get everything done and not wanting to interact with them. It's critical that you find out your team members' productivity styles and work with those.
And one of the reasons that we created this concept of the unique productivity styles is to help you build an effective team so that you have a team that has players in all four of the different roles. Because as the commander, your tendency is to wear all the hats and you like having control of all the hats. A great example would be maybe you're the owner of a creative agency and you're trying so hard to maintain creative control and have your hand in every piece of design work that comes out of your agency or copywriting that comes out of your agency or photography, whatever the aspect may be, that you're slowing down the process. You're actually in your desire to go fast, and your desire to be in charge and have your stamp of approval on everything, you're slowing the process down. And when productivity slows down because of you, then profit slows down. And as you guys know, we're passionate about profit in our business, and productivity can both increase profit and decrease if it's not approached in the right way. So as Brad said, one of the reasons for understanding your unique productivity style is to understand how to play better with others, as well as how to understand yourself. And what we know after 5 years of doing our work with all these different creative entrepreneurs in a variety of different industries is that no two people are the same. This assessment is not intended to be black and white. As you listen to these four episodes, you'll notice yourself perhaps in all four of the unique productivity styles, or two of them tend to usually be primary. And what you want to do is take the best of all of them and combine them into a productivity style and methodology that works for you personally. Like Brad and I are both creators, which is one of the styles that you're going to hear about. We have a lot of creator in us for the good, the bad, and the ugly of that as well. Right. And so just noticing, where can you combine productivity styles to make yourself a little bit more effective and to get out of your own way? I find so often when it comes to running your business that, you know, the only real problem with your business is you.
So I just want to recap so everybody is clear about what a commander's gifts are, so that they can either relate to them or say, no, I'm not that. So a commander's gifts are an action taker, you're goal and task oriented, you're good at seeing the big picture, you're good at getting things done, and you're the visionary.
And your challenges are, my challenges are the commander's challenges. You're an adrenaline junkie. Your need for speed can frustrate you yourself and others on your team who can't keep up with you. You tend to work long hours and forget to take breaks, which can impact your physical and mental health. So if we could leave you with one powerful takeaway from this, manage your energy as well as your time, and take planned breaks. And that means take breaks throughout the day, even if it's just 2 minutes to do a little deep breathing or stand up and do some jumping jacks, but also take long planned breaks. Maybe that's one long weekend a month or a vacation every summer, but 1 2-week vacation every summer is really not enough recovery time, right? And we'll talk more about recovery time and the importance of that in some of our upcoming episodes as well. So Commander, you're doing great and you're probably doing too much. We told you that this podcast was not going to be about how to get more done. Sometimes it's how to take care of yourself better, which will actually increase your productivity and your creativity.
Good stuff. And if you're interested in taking the quiz today, you can jump over to pathtoprofitacademy/UPS quiz, and we'll have that in the show notes. Just a quick quiz, take you 2 minutes, and you'll get some cool
results.
Maybe
5 or 10 minutes.
Well, not too many questions anyways.
Yeah, and that was pathtoprofitacademy.com/UPS quiz.
And for our next episode, we'll be heading over to talk about the contemplator,
which is Brad.
Kind of identify as.
Yeah, kind of, sort of, maybe.
Anyways, if you're listening to this in April of 2018, we would also love some iTunes reviews. We have a contest running. You can pick up some cool swag, maybe a planner, maybe a coloring book. We would love to have an honest review over at iTunes. If you can jump to pathtoprofitacademy.com/contest, you'll see all the details there. And just enter. Easy stuff. Enter to win. We'd love your reviews. It helps this podcast go.
And our Artful Profit, blah, blah, I'm having trouble with my P's today. The Artful Profit Planner printed edition is absolutely gorgeous. And we may have shared before that our son created this along with our beautiful Money, Meditation, and Mandalas coloring book. And we're giving away actual printed copies, not digital copies, of these two gorgeous planners and coloring books. So come on over to pathtoprofitacademy.com/contest for all the rules on how to enter.
Cool stuff.
We'll see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to Structure and Flow, the productivity podcast for creative entrepreneurs. To find out more about this episode and others, go to pathtoprofitacademy.com and click on the podcast link.